Welcome to Base Alpha Kilo, radio for and about Alaska's military. I'm Wynne Meady. Coming up, Fort Wainwright Strikers head to Delta Junction and break out the big guns.
Become a sponsor of Base Alpha Kilo. Get your message out and show support for our troops. For details, contact Wynne Meady at yahoo.com. That's W-I-N-N-M-E-T-E at yahoo.com.
About 70 soldiers from the 1st Striker Brigade Combat Team, 25th Infantry Division, will conduct live fire exercises at Fort Greely in the Donnelly Training Area. The exercises will train and qualify gun crews on the M1128 Striker mobile gun system. Sergeant First Class Christopher Neal is the brigade master gunner.
A mobile gun system is a variant of the Striker family. It has a 105mm main gun cannon on it with turret. It also has an autoloader on the vehicle for the crew. It carries three crew members.
The wheeled armor vehicle is designed to protect its occupants. Armor protects against small arms fire and artillery shell splinters, and the interior is lined with Kevlar Spall liner. Additional armor can be installed to protect against RPGs. And with its anti-tank capabilities, the mobile gun system carries a lot of firepower.
So the mobile gun system has a 105mm main gun cannon on it. We also have a coaxial mounted 240 machine gun, which fires 7.62mm ammunition. It also has a commander's weapon station, which we can mount an M2 heavy barrel flex 50 caliber, which fires 50 caliber ammunition.
To minimize the impact of firing the big guns on those who live in the area, most of the firing will be done throughout the night. But Neil says there are other reasons why nighttime firing is necessary.
So the mobile gun system crews are required to qualify a number of engagements during the night hours. Due to the limited night hours during the summertime and the harsh winters, we must train during a reverse cycle or during the evening.
The brigade will use 6 of its 9 Striker systems for the live fire training. That's today's Base Alpha Kilo. In Homer, Alaska, I'm Wynne Meady.